Dr. Infanta Spence Lewis still remembers what she wore on that sweltering August day in Washington, D.C.
A pinstripe dress, and I had on tinted glasses. It was hot, hot. I wish I had worn a hat, but I didn't.
She was just about 20 years old, a University of Washington student. She took a bus all by herself across the country as a youth representative from Mount Zion Baptist Church. Spence Lewis got to D.C. and was totally overwhelmed.
Well, I never slept. I never really slept. I was always edgy because you had no knowledge of the logistics of what you were doing.
Luckily, she wound up staying with a family friend, and he got a seat for her in the 14th row in that sea of a quarter million people. She was overwhelmed by the crowd. She'd never seen so many African Americans together at one time. And then when Dr. King started to speak, she says the crowd was spellbound.
The life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later.
You could only say it's like you're hypnotized.
Spence Lewis says the dream that Dr. King spoke of was almost unimaginable for her. Her family had been targeted by the Ku Klux Klan. So she says it was hard to picture the future of racial harmony that he described.
I didn't know what to think. This man talking about the hills and our children are going to be in the future together and black and white together.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
But Spence Lewis says she realized it was an iconic speech. And she says his words changed her life. She became an infectious disease doctor working on malaria in Africa, a career she traces back to that momentous day 50 years ago. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.